MD, RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for The Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Every day we're learning more and more about our environment, the things that we come in contact with, the things that we have control over, and sometimes the things we don't have control over. Mycotoxins are toxic particles of fungal metabolism, which occur in a wide variety of substances, including things like animal feed and human food. Our awareness about diet and the environment we live in can give us a better fighting chance at great health. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American probiotics industry. Natasha, thank you for being with me today.
Jeffrey, it's my pleasure as usual, and I think the topic we're going to discuss today is extremely important because we've been talking about fungal overgrowth, yeast overgrowth, mycotoxins in the health food industry since the 1980s, and I don't think we've made much stride in getting people aware and helping people improve their health.
Well, I think it is a learning process, and I think a lot of us have gotten sidetracked by the standard American diet and all the things that are being done to the diet, you know, and altered and changed and mediated. And I think many of us lead our lives every day with our palate running the show rather than our brains, because we give into our palates. When they want something, we give it to it, no matter how good or how bad it is. And I think that that's one of our downfalls that has to be retrained.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, we talked about the yeast connection. Many books have been written, notably by Dr. Crook, who unfortunately has passed. And now we have a new, leader in the fight against mycotoxins and yeast and fungal overgrowth, David Asprey. But the point is that each one of these people are specifically knowledgeable in one area. But we've got to get a holistic approach to the whole area of, you know, understanding what mycotoxins are, understanding what yeast overgrowth is, mm-hmm. understanding what diet will work for us, understanding what probiotics have been shown to be effective in certain tests with mycotoxins. We have to become proficient in every area. And I think the downfall right now is that we have people proficient in one area, but there's no holistic approach to the entire problem of this, you know, yeast or fungal overgrowth.
Well, and we are exposed to these mycotoxins. And you know, and I was going to pose this question to you. Do you think that the world around us, you know, the things that we walk by every day and don't even think or consider, you know, is not only escalating as a factor in our ill health, but I think that sometimes the surroundings around us and the things that we are exposed to sometimes are just as critical to our ill health as our diet?
Absolutely. I think we've seen over the last 30 to 40 years growth of mold exposure in toxic buildings and environment. We've seen the growth of mycotoxin exposure because of our continual abuse of antibiotics. Now, I have said this before, that antibiotics are necessary to save our life, but I believe that the use of antibiotics indiscriminately, especially with young children, predisposes them to not only fungal or mold overgrowth, but also to the exposure to these toxins that are now pervasive in our environment. If we're using weed killer, or we're using pesticides, or we're using some chemicals in our food supply, or we're storing our grain so it's exposed to mold or fungal growth, that's why you're seeing children so susceptible to foods such as peanuts and grain, because these foods are laden with pesticides, and on top of the pesticides, they'll have the mycotoxin or the mold growth. And I think many parents are clueless about what's going on in our food chain, and pretty soon we're not going to be able to tolerate or be able to eat anything.
Well, you know, we have to think back. This is something that also has been going on for a long time, just not to the degree. If we go back to ancient times, mycotoxins have produced molds and contamination on foods and have caused sickness in extreme cases, you know, forever ago. But today, with all of the changing of the structure and the molecules and the altering of our food and the chemicals, and like you said, the preservatives and the pesticides, you know, we have intensified it to a level where, you know, it's very hard not to be exposed to these mycotoxins.
Right, exactly. So I think we should step back, because many people assume they understand what a mycotoxin is, but I don't think they really know what it is. Let me just go back and give a very simplistic definition. Yeast, when they become pathogenic, change their state and become a mold. A fungus is the general term we use for these entities. And the way, you know, either yeast or bacteria dominate their environment is they produce poisons. And these poisons are meant to slow down their competition or damage other cells that are not important to their survival. And I think if we look at this as a survival mechanism for yeast, because if yeast and mold and fungi didn't operate in the world, there would be such a heap of trash you wouldn't be able to live. So they're the natural composters of this planet. But when they're allowed to overgrow and become dominant, that's when the problem begins. And they produce this compound called a mycotoxin, which is sort of not easy to define, but they're really, a simple way to think about them is that they're naturally occurring small molecules produced by mold and other fungi that cause toxicity problems in humans and our animals. So all mycotoxins are fungal in origin, and mycotoxins are made by fungi and are toxic to vertebrates and other animal groups in low concentrations. And so really we can talk about mycotoxins as being a poison by natural means or a poisoning by natural means.
Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of what you said. You know, we have to realize that this is a part of life in general and the functioning of our life and, you know, and the sustaining life as well. But the thing is, once again, this is one other part of our life that has gotten past the stability point to the out of control point.
Exactly. And then, you know, many people don't know, you know, they want to run to the doctor and run tests, and I don't blame them for running tests. But, you know, there's simple ways, you know, that you can know that you might have a potential, fungal or mold overgrowth. And that's, you know, one of the things that happens is you feel sick all over, you know, and some of the symptoms that people have is, PMS, sexual dysfunction, headache, and depression, and they, you know, problems with your immune system because you're constantly getting colds, you're sick, you have a problem with your endocrine system, and your brain is just not functioning the way it should be. And, you know, some of the questions we used to ask in the earlier, era is, do you have food allergies? Do you have a weakened immune system? Do you have nutritional deficiencies? Do you have a problem with your nervous system? Do you have a latent viruses? Do you have a problem with your endocrine system, your respiratory system, digestive disturbances, headaches, depression, low body temperature, infertility, sexual dysfunction, PMS, as I said, nutritional deficiencies, poor memory, fatigue, anxiety, weakness, sleep problems, sugar cravings, fatty acid deficiencies, vitamin and mineral deficiency, and muscle pain. So, then there's a simple questionnaire that you can ask yourself. If you have, you know, maybe 9 out of 12 of these problems, you probably have a fungal overgrowth or you have other toxic compounds in your body and you need to take measures.
I think we need to realize that the idea of fermentation is something we need to look at. We also need to be aware of our environment, the chemicals, the mold, the fungus, the bacteria, the pesticides, and the food additives that are everywhere. So we have to think about, you know, how do we prevent? How do we balance? How do we understand and learn at the same time? I think because it is a process that is intensifying and our awareness is really, really important for us in the future of our good health. We can't close our mind and we can't close our eyes. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening and stay well.